I call just as much white slaves here as you have called black slaves.
You seem to be very interested in countries with a dictatorship. Do you think the United States should bring in a dictatorship?
I figure the United States will eventually work. Turn to dictatorship. I mean, I'll see
if I can find a lot of malarkey.
Jesus. You would like to live under that system?
I would not like to live under that.
No, but I think it's inevitable that
that's
we will.
That's what it's coming to.
Many people have this idea. That's
because
very
you're
true.
You're going to create such a chaotic condition that we'll have to turn it over to some clique or some leading religion.
What causes this chaotic explosion?
Well, it's the new philosophy or the lack of philosophy, the lack of values. We've lost our way, haven't we?
Sure. But there
is a stability in the morality.
Listen.
The right or wrong, the moral standard.
Listen, do away with the communists and then you'll get back. Help them, that's your fault, the way I live.
The trouble with doing away with communism is that while we reject communism, that is, we reject the atheistic philosophy and ideology of communism, but our values are what the communists believe in, utterly material values.
They're spreading the disease.
With evolution, I mean, evolution has never been truly
spreading the disease of war all over.
Evolution philosophy is in every other area of life. We believe in the evolution of religion. We believe in the evolution of man. And I think that man is so deeply sinful that the idea that he's getting better and better every day, that he's making progress, is not true. And in some of the deepest novels that we have, the depravity of man is really brought out while we don't believe in depravity. We don't believe in God or in religion, like Tennessee Williams. Nevertheless, their novels really depict the deep, ingrained, and incurable sin of man in a society.
Well, that's all there is. Man is all there is, so that's what...
Well, that's what they think man is all there is.
Well, do you have another suggestion?
Quite really, I believe, what I believe in is that man is able to become something.
How?
I think that man is not man.
How?
Because I think there's only been one man, which is the Son of God, the ideal man, Jesus Christ. And I think we only become a human being, we only become reborn in Jesus Christ.
Wouldn't that be kind of boring if everyone would be divine grace?
See, I think man is utterly incapable.
I want to interrupt you for a minute.
Creating.
Listen, you're taking this floor. You're coming here and taking. You're talking about achieving God. Now, the only difference between you and me, you pray to God, but I pray for God for who he's going to meet up there.
You pray for God.
Yeah.
Well, you know God responds.